Have some talent or what? My goodness, amen. Pauly on the guitar, you did all right. Debbie, Jonathan, Benjamin, all of you. Donnie, even I heard blowing over there a little bit. All of you, all the musicians and all the singers every week, everybody that does so many things to make everything happen. We just love and appreciate them, don't we, though? Come on, let's never take it for granted. And how about, you like these big, beautiful flowers? Aren't they amazing? That was also created up in the office. Nicole Crossett actually was the mind child behind that and got people in here. That didn't just happen either. Those are so beautiful. And there's some of them out in the foyer there when you get your picture taken today, moms. And I said this in the first service, if you're a mom here, you don't have anybody to take a picture with, I'll take a picture with you. I'd love to do that. I'd feel honored to do that. I'll take a picture even if you have somebody to take a picture with. I'd even take a picture with some of the guys if they want one. We could rough it up out there, okay? And a couple things before I just share just a few moments today. I'm not going to be long. If you've never been baptized in water, it's a commandment in the Word of God, and it's something that you need to do. I know some people are afraid. Some people say, well, I just don't like water. It's not about that. It's about you obeying the Lord in the simple things that He asks us to do, and that's one of them. And so next week we're going to do that, but I want you to sign up. There's a sign-up sheet on that little table up there on the side of the sound booth up there. I want you to sign that up. And then, if at all possible, because I teach about that on Thursday night, be here this Thursday night so you can learn the importance of it. It's very important. So if you've given your heart to Christ and you want to continue to move in that direction with your life, He changes you. He continually changes you. It's an outward expression of an inward work. And this is so important. So I want you to do that, okay? So if you haven't been water baptized, you're sitting next to somebody and you know they haven't, just nudge them and say, hey, come on, it's your time. Let's do this. And it'll happen right here in the sanctuary next Sunday, and invite people to come. It's a precious time. Invite family, take lots of pictures, plan to go to lunch after, to just make a great day of it. It's really, really special. Moms, we celebrate you in particular today. Again, the gifts we have for you, what we want to do for you. You are special. We want to be a blessing to you and in your life today. And I echo with what Ryan said. If you're here today, if you're mom, or anyone, if you're going through something in your life, you've come to the right place at the right time in your life. God wants to really help you and lift you up and be an encouragement to you right where you're at. No matter where you're at in your life, no matter where things you have found yourself to be. Maybe you're at a time in your life and you wonder, how did I get here? God is here today to help you to move forward in your life. We appreciate you, Mom, so much. I want to share something just for a few moments, if we can pray together this morning before I do. Father, thank you, God, for not only every mom in here today. Thank you, God, for everything that has happened up to this point. But in particular, God, I pray for each person in this sanctuary today, that your hand would be upon them, that your intention for their life would be realized in the expression of who they are in the days to come. Take the moments that we have here together. Bless them, I pray. Do it for your glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Well, what a blessing to be in God's house today. Encourage that all the people that are graduating. And I mentioned that Garrett yesterday, we had a great time. So proud of my boys and Garrett for going through that. And I know Donnie Allen, he gets his master's next week. He's graduating from UB. Really proud of you, Donnie, and many others that are doing great things. We so appreciate you. Sign your name up on that graduation, even if you're graduating from college. I won't know if you don't sign up. If you don't sign up, I can't get you a Bible. If you sign up, we're going to give you a Bible with your name engraved in it. It's really beautiful. How many of you love to give? I love to give. You can be a person that lives to receive, and it'll only happen two times a year, on your birthday and Christmas. But if you're a person that lives to give, when you give, something comes back to you every single day of your life. You can live with your palms open, and you can give and just receive the good things that he has for you today. Well, you know, my mom's been gone, I was thinking this morning, for 41 years now out of my life. I lost my mom when I was 17. It devastated me. But I learned something over time. I learned that God would bring people into my life that would be moms to me. They would speak words into my life. Just a smile, just affirmation in some way would help me so much in life. And I want to encourage every mom here today. Maybe you're not a mom, but you can love somebody today. You can encourage someone today. You can reach out and let somebody know that they're special. Moms or dads, men or women, you can do that to somebody today. And when you do that, it changes everything. It really impacts their life. I could go down through my life, remember defining moments in my life where people spoke things into my life that helped me, that blessed me, that encouraged me, that lift me up. And I just, on a personal level, I think I'm married to probably one of the greatest moms that ever walked the face of the earth, my wife. Honey, I love you today, and I wish you the best Mother's Day in your life and this year together. I want to give you this morning, just for a moment, three great ways to treat a mom. And these aren't just for moms today. This message is for everyone to use in your own personal way. In 1 Timothy 5, 1 through 3, and I'm reading in the Good News Translation, it says, "Do not rebuke an older man, but appeal to him as if he were your father. Treat the younger men as your brothers." This is such Paul teaching Timothy these truths. Verse 2, it says, "Treat the older women as moms." And, you know, you can't be a mother unless you have some age. That's why he said an older woman, not old in age, but more mature. Treat them as mothers. "And the younger women as sisters with purity. Show respect for widows who really are all alone." Father, thank you for your word. Use it today for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul instructed Timothy to honor the women in his life, both biological and spiritual moms. And today is a day when you and I can take a little extra effort, and we can do that in some way or another. Even coming here this morning, you know, I'm just watching these ladies up here doing that little skit this morning. What a blessing that is, and how true all of those words are. Nobody knows that like a mom does when they talk about, you know, the kids running. My kids hardly ever came to me and told me that they had a mess in their pants. They would always go to their moms. And I know my boys are sitting there right now really happy that I used that metaphor this morning. But how true that is, and how much that we can bless moms and show them. And so people ask me all the time, I don't know what to get the mom. I've got three things that you can do today. And it's not only just for moms, but you can take this truth and you can use it for dads and individuals in your life. The first way you can show that a mom, that she's special on Mother's Day, is to show her honor. This is such an important aspect of a life, especially a life of a Christian, of a family person. In Exodus 20, Moses gives by the word of God, and he's heard God speaking what are called the Ten Commandments. Our society has taken those Ten Commandments and many other commands in the Bible, and instead of calling them the Ten Commandments, they call them the Ten Suggestions. But that's not true. The Bible gives these out in order, and stuck in the middle of these Ten Commandments is this one in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, and it says, "Honor your father and your mother." And he doesn't just say that, do it, but here it's connected with a promise. "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land your Lord, your God, is giving to you." Honor them. Show them honor. Because when you honor your mom and your dad, it comes with a promise in your life. And the same commandment is quoted verbatim in the New Testament in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. Paul says, "Honor your father and your mother." Honor them. it's used by Peter when he instructed husbands how to treat their wives. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, he says, "Husbands, likewise, dwell with them in an understanding, giving honor," there's that word again, "giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life." Why? Here's another promise: so that your prayers may not be hindered. It's a promise that when you honor your mom, when you honor your wife, when you honor your a woman in your life, God says he'll hear your prayer. If you dishonor, I had a preacher years ago tell me, just an old preacher, he said, if you don't honor your wife, he said, your prayers won't get any higher than the ceiling in the room that you're praying. I mean, that's so true. That is so true. And listen, and I'll get there in just a minute. It's not even predicated on the fact of whether or not a person deserves it. God says honor, and honor is translated into many words. It's the word esteem. It's to show dignity. It's to recognize as precious, to praise. In other words, if something is due honor, whether you agree with its honor worthiness or not, it's still due the honor. This is an important point. It may be the most important spiritual point you can connect with today. Because many times people fail to show honor where God says to give it because they don't recognize or don't identify that the person who is due the honor is worthy of the honor. This is good for some of you today. You know, my mom was just a great individual. Again, she was gone out of my life at 17, but I do know people who have not had that blessing in their life to have the mom that they feel is worthy of the honor. But it does not matter whether or not we feel that they're worthy of it. When God says and gives us a command to honor our moms and to honor our wives, we are to show that, because when we do, whether they believe it, receive it, accept it or not, but when you and I show honor where it's due, then God backs it up and he gives us a blessing on the other side of it. Come on, that's a good word today. Because that which is deserving honor has been ordained and established by God and cannot be nullified by man. So what can you do to show honor? Well, it's many things. You know, blessing. Bless. And if your mother, if your family is young, I'm talking to the men here now. If you have young children and you know your kids can't go to the store and buy her a bouquet of flowers or afford to take her to lunch, listen, you do it and sign their name to the card and treat and teach those kids at a young age to honor their father and their mother. Come on, that's a good word to some of you today. You can make phone calls. You can do visits. You can hand out flowers like we're doing. You know, we have a gift. We have these gifts. Now, don't say, well, can I take one for this mother or that mother? That, if you don't have an investment in it, if you don't have some skin in it, if you haven't sacrificed for it with time, energy, or money, the gift doesn't have the power behind it. It's like the guy that he picks out a bouquet of flowers that he found in a trash can at a 7-Eleven and took them home and handed them to his wife, said, "Honey, look what I got for you." Little did he know that there was some trash residue on him, and the wife threw them in his face. They had no value to him, and I'm talking to some of the men here today. I'll never forget this guy years ago. I said, "What'd you get your wife for Christmas?" He looked at me with all sincerity. He says, "I bought her a cordless drill." "How about this one?" Another guy said, What'd you get your wife for Christmas?" He said, "I bought her a brand new vacuum cleaner." Not good gifts, men. The guys are like, "Huh? What's the matter with that? I thought that was good." No. You want to go to your more feminine side to understand that, what to do, okay? And I want to crack a joke so bad right now, but I'm just going to move on with it. Mother Teresa said, "There are many in the world who are dying for a piece of bread, but there are many more who are dying for a little bit of love." Come on, let's show some great love today. Show honor. Show moms, not only just your mom, but make sure you let some other moms that are in your life know, hey, you're special, you're important, you're blessed. I honor you today. And when you do, God will return a blessing on your life. That's a good word to you today. The second way is for moms is you can show them that you are looking out for them. I heard this funny story. I just had to write it down and repeat it to you this morning about these three sons who they left home. They became very successful and they wanted to bless their mom. And the first son said, I built a big house for my mom. The second son said, I sent mom a Mercedes with a driver. I hope my boys are listening to this. The third son said, you remember how mom enjoyed reading the Bible? And you know she can't see very well? I sent her a remarkable parrot that recites the entire Bible. It took trainers 12 years to teach this parrot. He's a one of a kind. All mom has to do is name the chapter and verse, and the parrot recites it. Well, soon after that, those are kind of cool gifts. Soon after that, the mom sends a letter of thanks to each one of them. The first one, Milton, she wrote, the house you built is so huge, I live only in one room, and I have to clean the whole house. Gerald, she wrote to another, she said, I am too old to travel. I stay most of the time at home, and I rarely use the Mercedes you sent me. And by the way, the driver is rude. And then the third, dearest Donald, she wrote, she said, you have the good sense to know what your mother likes. The chicken that you sent me was so delicious. Amen. But Jesus, he says about taking care of your mother's needs. Listen from the cross where Jesus speaks in John chapter 19 and verse 25. And there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. And then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And look at, and from that very hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Let me tell you something. From the cross, Jesus is showing and displaying to the world that he is going to make sure that not only his mother's needs are met, but the mothers from there on can know that they are important to him and that he makes a statement about it, bleeding and dying for the world, that mothers are worthy of us taking care of them. Come on today. That's power right there. And the third way that you can bless your mom is just to listen to her. I read this, and this is so true. Some things that my mother taught me. My mother taught me Christianity. When I spilled grape juice on the carpet, she instructed, you better pray that that stain will come out of the carpet. He said, my mother taught me logic from her decisive words. Because I said so, that's why. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. How many moms ever, did your mom tell you that? Raise your hand. Let me see. Man, I thought my mom was the only one that taught me. My mother taught me irony. She said, keep laughing and I'll give you something to cry about. My mother taught me stamina. You sit there until you eat that spinach. My mother taught me about weather. She said, it looks like a tornado swept through your room. My mother taught me the circle of life. I brought you into the world, and I can take you out of the world. My mother taught me behavioral modification. She said, stop acting like your father. Amen. Listen to Solomon. Listen to the wisest man, the Bible says, that ever lived. In Proverbs 1:8, he said, my child, listen when your father corrects you and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Proverbs 6:20 says, my son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Proverbs 15:20, sensible children bring joy to their father. Amen, that's true. Foolish children despise their mother. Solomon says, come on, listen to your mother. Pay attention to what she's saying. Is she always right? Probably not. But you are called to honor her. You are called to make sure her needs are met. And you are called to listen to your mother. Come on, how many of you just love the moms today? Can we give them a big God bless you? Would you just close your eyes, bow your head? I want to pray for you. I want to pray for moms. I want to pray for every single person today. Because God has a plan for you and you can walk in it. You don't have to leave here today disconnected, feeling lonely or hurt or despondent. You can walk out of here with your head up in the air, believing that God has a great plan for you. He's come to give his life for you. And that's just not something we talk about. That's the reality of living for Jesus Christ. From every background, from every type of family, from every challenge, he's here. He loves you. He cares for you today. I want you to just, with your eyes closed, your heads bowed this morning, just open up your hands on your lap. I want to proclaim and declare a blessing over you. If you're here today, I'd just like a few of the prayer folks to come on down. And I wouldn't want a mom, I wouldn't want anybody to leave here today with a burden in their heart or something broken that they just needed prayer for this morning. Benjamin, I want you to come up and have you close in prayer. Just with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. If you're here today, you've never given your heart to Jesus, don't leave until you do that today. You come up and tell one of these folks here, I want to give my life to Christ. I want my life to begin to count. I want to pull my life out of the tainted exposure and put it into something clean and right that makes me who I'm called and created to be. I want to live for you, Lord. Maybe your mom here today, you're broken. I'm aware of every type of background. You've lost your mom. Maybe your mom here today, you've had the horrific experience of losing a child. And you thinking about that today, you can't get around that. And I'm not minimizing that effect. I watched my mother lose two of her children. That's painful. But Jesus, he's your answer today. He'll lift you up. He'll help you. He'll bring and breathe life into you today. Maybe you're a mom here today and you're living in a bad situation. God's bigger than that. He can help you through that and in that today. Maybe you're here today and this is one of the best moments of your life. And may I rejoice with you. I'm so happy for you today. Take it all in. Breathe it all in. Maybe you're a mom for the first time. Maybe you're a grandma for the first time. Maybe you're a great-grandma for the first time. Take it all in. It's the goodness and the blessing of God that is upon your life today. I want to pray over you and pray blessing over your eyes closed, heads bowed, hands open up on your lap today. Father, in Jesus' name, I declare a blessing over my brothers and my sisters today. I declare, God, their lives to reflect the glory of God. That all good things will be theirs today. And in particular, for every mom that is in this house, I declare and speak blessing over their lives today, their families, and all that they do today and whatever they lay their hands to. Bless them, I pray. Father, we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody says amen. Come on. You love God today? Come on. Do you love the Lord today? Benjamin, close in prayer, honey.
Well, we want to pray one more time. If there's a mother near you, would you put your hand, if as long as you know the person, put your hand on them and just pray over them before we go. Lord, I thank you for every mother that's in here. Lord, we pray blessing over them. We thank you for them. We thank you, God, that they will continue to be loved and cherished and protected for their life. But Lord, I thank you for their mothers and what they've done for us in our lives. And we pray blessing over them today. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We want you to have a great day. God bless you.